This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Somerset, Pennsylvania. That's where we're at. Broadcasting live on the bus, headed for Washington, D.C. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Henin. The March for Life is tomorrow. We'll be there for coverage of that as well. And a tradition of sorts of ours for the last number of years to cover the event. Why? Well, like much of talk radio, we do it because the rest of the media doesn't. Because, see, as in so many things, even this border crisis right now, rather than report why we need a border wall, they'd rather talk about Nancy Pelosi being concerned about security and trying to shut down the State of the Union address, not seeing through the blatant political charade that she's pulling. My favorite is, you'd think she would find somebody that would back her up on it from a security standpoint. She didn't even attempt it, didn't even call the Secret Service. Can't make it up. You really can't. What else is Somerset known for? Besides being the marker for me to start hour number two of the Thursday, 17th of January edition of What's on Your Mind? It's where Flight 93 crashed into a mountainside. Yes, it wasn't much of a mountainside, but a hilly little area in Somerset. And now there's a memorial there for the 9/11 victims of terrorism, Flight 93. So that's where we're at right now on the program. My Facebook memories, don't you love those? I love them because they bring you back. And I don't know how they decide what year they're going to show you, but today I got one from 5 years ago, and it's my wife on the bus headed for the March for Life 5 years ago. So Maria normally is the Hanlon family member that is chaperoning. This is something new for me. I did Valley Fair only because, you know, to chaperone and all the roller coaster, okay, I'll do it. Todd, I toughed it out. I don't know if you remember that, but this is my only other chaperoning experience that I remember off the top of my head here. But we're on the bus. We're on the way to the March for Life. A lot of texts I need to get to here, so I'll do that. We're trying to track down somebody from the University of Mary as they make their way here behind us as well, a couple of hours. They left a few hours later. Four buses from the University of Mary, five from Shanley, and others from churches all across the Northern Plains. So if you know of anybody going, tell us. Let us know. 800-228-0550. You can email me, ScottH@flagfamily.com. You can text Todd, 701-226-8503. Or you can just pick up the phone and talk to us at 800-228-0550. I know a little bit more about the University of Mary's event today. I guess they left at 3:15, so not too far behind from the Our Lady of the Annunciation Chapel on Our Lady of the Annunciation Chapel on the campus of the University of Mary. So that's neat. Monsignor Shea, like the young ladies we were talking with earlier, had parents that instilled in them that it was important to be part of the pro-life movement. So they frequently attended the North Dakota marches to mark the anniversary of Roe v. Wade and Bismarck, invariably in the bitter cold. He's given speeches in defense of life in local parishes and for high school debate competitions. When he started studying to be a priest in Washington, he was able to see the March for Life firsthand, to see how it brought people of faith and goodwill from across the nation together to defend life. Tells a story about not missing a march the entire time he was in Washington, D.C., for the where he was studying at the North American College. At the Catholic University. North American College is in Rome. He also was there during the last years of Pope John Paul, now St. John Paul II, also very formative, and his frequent extortions against fear and the culture of death formed his priesthood, prepared him for work in the Catholic secondary and university education. And now, once again, bringing pro-life pilgrims and the pro-life generation 30-hour journey to Washington, D.C. Isn't that pretty cool? I think that's pretty neat. All right, here's some of your text we need to get to. Get caught up on that. Very educational trip. I hope so. I think that's part of it. Another texter says, have you mentioned the passing of Jack Bogle, B-O-G-L-E, if I'm pronouncing that correct? Founder of Vanguard Funds, creator of index investing, a man who revolutionized finance and investing, a man who is far more significant than Warren Buffett, for instance, who gets much more attention. Nancy Pelosi knows more about government, far more than your hero, Donald Trump. I don't disagree, and I wouldn't wear that with a badge of honor. I wouldn't put that on a certificate on my wall. I know government. Yeah, well, Donald Trump knows the private sector. That's where the real wealth is made. Another texter says, did you say Our Lady of Blessed Acceleration? I don't think I did, but maybe we should, given what's going on.
Tries a Corvette.
We're in a bus. We're trying to get to Washington, D.C., right? So, that's possible. All right, John and Minot, let's get to you here. You're on the phones. What's on your mind? Go ahead.
Yeah, Pelosi is using this State of the Union address, using that as a ruse for putting it off for security for her and Congress. But yet she doesn't want to do anything on the border to try and protect the U.S. citizen from any of those people crossing. And not only that, they even want to take our guns away from us so we don't have any self-protection. Is all the Democrats that way or just Congress?
I don't know. I'd like to know. Are there Democrats in North Dakota that think border security is not that important? And I'm totally with you, John.
Democrats would call in and let us know.
Okay. Well, we've effectively challenged them to do just that. Let us know.
Have a good one.
Do you agree with your congressional leadership? The dots you connected on her being concerned about security at the Capitol, at the State of the Union, but not at the border, exposes her for what she is, a complete and total fraud. Who wants the border open? She doesn't want border security. She's given us example after example after example of that. I have to ask you a question, though, John. Why do you think, the nightly news anchors haven't thought of that? The yakking heads on CNN, the newspapers. A little hypocritical there. Ron, somewhere in North Dakota. They don't tell me what city you're from, Ron, but I trust you're from North Dakota. What's on your mind?
Yes, I had a comment here. I was thinking about how the wall needs to be put up simply because all North Dakotans and all United States people are affected by it. My understanding is when one of these illegal people come over and have for 20 years, if they get sick and go to a hospital, doesn't the hospital have to pay for that or absorb that cost of taking care of that illegal person?
Yeah, I mean, social services and the counties have to take care of it when it's, health care for people who can't afford it. So sometimes the hospital eats it, sometimes it's, community care. But the point is there's a cost to someone for
right.
that.
With
everything, there's a commissioner in Fargo by the name of Dave Pepcorn. He's been asking for years just for a basic understanding of what the impacts are, for instance, in law enforcement. How many of your interactions are with illegal immigrants? How many are with the refugees? In other words, not saying they're good, bad, or anything, just data to be able to say, well, wait a minute, now we should factor this in when we decide, okay, we'll take X amount of refugees, or we can afford to take how much more of, in the way of people on visas or whatever, so The legal route is definitely the way to go. The illegal route has to be snuffed out, and there's no other way I've been able to reconcile the viewpoint of the majority of Democrats in Congress in that they're okay with that. They think that's a proper cost and more votes for them, I guess.
Right, and my real point here is for people getting near retirement age and that, if that money comes out of the Medicare or Medicaid, Social Security funds, they're robbing our retirement by we pay in for 40, 50 years, someone comes across the border, has a major illness like dialysis or something, and who's paying for that?
Very good point, Ron. Very good point. No. You bet we are, which is why I don't know why more people don't care. I just don't understand. Really don't. Sidney Powell, License to Lie, is her book, an expert on the swamp's attempt to take out Donald Trump, coming up at the bottom of the hour. More of your calls, texts, comments, emails after this on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include excellent cropland in Clay and Yellow Medicine counties in Minnesota and excellent crop and pasture land auctions in McLean and Welsh counties in North Dakota and excellent farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Hazleton, Steele, and Bowman, North Dakota. For more information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions and many more at Piper's.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hello, I'm Randall Borkus. Want to make sure your life savings, the family farm, or business aren't lost to healthcare or nursing home costs? At Howard & Borkus Law Group, we have a solution. We've helped countless families preserve their treasured family assets for the next generation, and we can do the same for you. Howard & Borkus Law Group, number 7, 3rd Street, Minot, North Dakota. Call now, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904.
Hey folks, Matt the Pizza Guy with you again. Are the doldrums of the deep winter blues
creeping into your positive and sunny view?
Well, it's time to snap out of the wistfulness of winter. Crank up the oven and enjoy a Pizza Corner pizza. Choose from a deliciously deluxe loaded with meat and veggies, a chicken bacon ranch with a hint of spice to warm you nice, or a Pizza Corner taco pizza that can be dressed up to delectable with sour cream, lettuce, tomatoes, and more. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner pizza.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part by DAC Diesel. If it's diesel, DAC Diesel can fix it. Consider it done. Check the box. It's done. Take the worries away. Don't worry about it. Maintenance, same thing. They'll keep you on the road. That's the key, folks. Tractors, pickups, big rigs, whatever you got. If it's diesel, DAC Diesel is the place you want to go. Now, they're in Bismarck, but right now they're working on trucks from all over because it's worth it to know you're going to get, you know, the service you need. Sometimes there's ones that just have stumped other shops. Not DAC Diesel. Doesn't do it. So it is a very good idea for you to get online right now. Go to DACDiesel.com, DACDiesel.com. Find out a little bit more about CJ and his crew there at DAC Diesel, or just give him a call right off the bat. Tell him Scott and Todd sent you, and they'll take good care of you, DAC Diesel. All right, 21 past the hour, 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. We are, where are we? We are looking at some beautiful mountains here in Pennsylvania. And a beautiful little creek, a lot of snow. Not far from Somerset, Pennsylvania, where the 9/11 memorial is, on our way to Washington, D.C. today for the March for Life tomorrow. Back to your calls, questions, and comments. Sidney Powell at the bottom of the hour, author of License to Lie. If you read no other book, read that. Rick, South Fargo, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Scott. See, I was going to make just a comment about the firings and the protocol at the federal government. If you remember the postal shootings back in the 90s, this came to a sudden halt. It's because they quit firing people at the post office. All those were just disgruntled workers, politics, love romances. So as far as if you think that Trump's going to fire anybody, that's just, you know, that's not going to happen. And so I just wanted to throw that in for the conversation. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, but help me understand how Donald Trump would take his lead from the post office decades ago. You think
well, because
he would be afraid to let...
No, that's just government policy. He's not going to be able to change that policy. I mean, if you're going to fire a bunch of government workers, you're going to have to disarm them. You know, they're going to come back and blow everybody away. I mean, that's just how it works in the government. I mean, you're taking away their pensions. They got... I mean, that's
then
just
you're
what
holding
Donald
them hostage.
That's what
I mean, my understanding...
90s.
Right, I hear you, but I just don't think Donald Trump would operate by that. I think he'd, you know... Would maybe some additional security be necessary after, of course, but I mean, if they're the kind of people that if they got fired after doing nothing, would come back and harm somebody else, I don't want them working there anyway.
I'll believe it when I see it, just like everything else when it comes to, you know, the last couple of years. Okay, well, thanks for taking my call.
You bet, Rick. Appreciate the call. Even at county, this is a texter, even at county, state, and city levels of government, a few people work hard and most stand around. Do you think that's true here, too? I mean, in other words, is that a federal worker in D.C. have the same amount of motivation a federal worker does in, you know, Dilworth, Minnesota, or Dickinson, North Dakota? I don't know. Park Service folks out west? I don't know. I'd love to know. I mean, this op-ed is chilling. It is chilling to see that, read that. And know that people actually think that way. Altoona, Pennsylvania is next up, Todd. That's where we're at.
There you go.
Yeah, how about that? Let's see here. We have so many texts, I got to get to it. Here's a text from Bus 5. They're listening on Bus 5. So we heard from Bus 1 now. We're on Bus 2 and 5. So 3, 4, you're sleeping. Kent Wanner says Bus 5 is doing great. He wanted folks to know that Senator John Hoeven is going to meet the entire group in person on the Capitol steps tomorrow. His staff, Senator Kramer's staff, and Armstrong's staff are going to be present as well. They're blessed to have three pro-lifers in our congressional delegation. Enjoy listening to your show. Enjoy listening to your show. Yeah, Kevin, I think, marched with us last year. Was that last year or the year before? He's marched a couple of times where he's gone out of his way to be there when Congress is in recess. Senate's recessed right now. So, all right, let's see here. I work for a county in the area, and yes, it is that way. Is it really? Another says, Scott, religion has a hold on the public schools in North Dakota. Why do you think there are no sports on Wednesday? Well, that's not a hold. That's just a courtesy. Because they know a large amount of kids will be going to religious ed classes. That's not a hold on anything. I mean, can you break from practice one night? I don't think that's... I don't know. I think you're looking at it a really cynical viewpoint. Another texter, shut down the government for life and love, and then we won't need a wall to keep us safe. God Almighty will be our wall if we repent of this great travesty. Thanks for the call. Can you hear the kids, Todd? They're having a good time.
It sounds like
they're playing that game. They're playing that game where you put the answer on top of your head, and people have to describe what it is, and then the person that can't see it has to guess. You know what I'm talking about? It's on the phone now. It's hilarious. I love that. I love that game. All right, a few more calls here, too, stack it up, so let's get to that. Josh, Willow City, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, Scott. I'm a little concerned that more people, at least across the state anyway, aren't talking about this red flag gun-grabbing legislation that's before the North Dakota House right now. And I would hope that, you know, I understand it's a majority Republican House and Senate for our state, but I would also hope that our congressmen and our senators would raise their voice a little bit, too, locally to try to shut this down, because any time a representative for law enforcement across North Dakota called it common sense, quote-unquote, gun legislation, any time you hear those words, you know they're full of crap.
Run. Run, run, run. You're exactly right. You know, here's my thought. I'm all for this red flag legislation. The second somebody can tell me they have a failsafe on bogus allegations, right? What is your safety precaution, a safety measure, so guns can't be taken from people who are mentally stable or fine, have no problem? And that's the really, I think it gets used as a weapon. They've got to explain that better. Otherwise, forget it. Bad news. I'm with you, Josh. Joe in South Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I'm just calling about that guy that talked about everybody going.
Oh.
The government employee, are you there?
Yeah, we lost you for a moment.
We lost you for a second.
No, I mean, what is so indicative about the response of a federal worker or a postal worker going, you know, going postal about shooting up the place if he gets fired? I mean, there's millions of people fired every day, and you don't see those people taking up arms and going out on a rampage. I mean, there's school shootings, but, you know, I think that's part of the glorification of the media, just putting it right up in everybody's faces. But I think that guy's full of crap. I mean, he's just part of the muckraking, fear-mongering people that, oh, you know, this is what's going to happen. And he has no idea. I mean, yeah, there's going to be people that are going to be mad and upset, but, I mean, you know, if Joe Blow gets fired from a job, who's there to pick up his pieces? I mean, that's all I got to say. So I appreciate your time.
Here's the deal. If this guy is, you know, off by a little, and maybe it's 70-30, 70 that are not working, 30 that are, I think Donald Trump does the country a service by exercising his ability at 30-day mark to say, non-essential, you haven't been working when you were working, you're done. You're fired. I really do. I think it would be a good move. Your question is for Sidney Powell. Any question on the witch hunt, the Mueller probe, bring it on.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Jubin, and I have been in Norway 174 times and had over 49,000 people on tour during the past 50 years. Come and join me on my 43rd annual Norway Luxury Tour, July 22nd through August 6th. See Norway at its very best. There is a fjord in your future, hundreds of waterfalls, and spectacular mountains. We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar, the Olympic city of Lillehammer, plus Oslo, Bergen, and Trondheim. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me toll-free at my number 1-800-343-0093. And I will send you a complete packet of information on this tour. 1-800-343-0093. First come, first serve. Welcome along.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's day four of the big Los Angeles public school teachers strike, but the two sides are scheduled to sit down for renewed talks at noon local time. And a spokeswoman for the teachers union says,
and our team will work long and hard toward an agreement.
President Trump is heading to the Pentagon shortly to discuss U.S. missile defenses. It's a response to concerns about missile program advancements in China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea. Upgrades to U.S. systems, though, would be very expensive and would require authorization from Congress.
Be straight up. Look, I don't want you in front of the American people making your case. That's why she's doing it. It's trite and petty.
That's Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger's take on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's request that President Trump reschedule his State of the Union address until after the government shutdown. She cites security concerns. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
March for Life, brought to you today by H.A. Thompson & Sons. Talk about a tradition like headed to being, you know, part of the March for Life. People have been doing that since 1973. I think that's a long time, right? H.A. Thompson & Sons has been around since 1908. Little plumber, heating, air conditioning, mechanical contractor services. Bismarck originally, that's where it all started, but now all across North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. We have all those great listeners, and we love them all. And commercial operations take care of a lot of environmental maintenance for buildings, business owners throughout the region. Find out more about that at hatandsons.com, hatandsons.com. Somebody wants CJ's cell number. All right, well, he gives that out once in a while for folks that, you know, need super quick service, 701-210-0888, 701-210-0888, CJ at DAC Diesel. Our next guest knows a lot, thanks to her expertise and former work as a federal prosecutor herself, about the swamp, about the witch hunt, which it is, about the deep state. And she has a book called License to Lie, which, if you had read it, you would have known about a lot of things you see on the headlines. People like Peter Strzok and Bruce Ohr and, you know, this web, James Comey and others at the FBI and in federal law enforcement that have been out to get Donald Trump since before he was president of the United States. So it's a pleasure to welcome Sydney back to the program. How are you, Sydney?
I hear nothing.
Yes, can you hear me?
There we go.
Now I can hear you. How are you today?
Great. Thank you very much.
Glad to have you on the program. So, first, when people hear deep state, what should they know about that term? What is the deep state?
People who are entrenched in the government, who have been there a long time and operate with their own agenda that is definitely and decidedly against Donald Trump.
And does the deep state predate Donald Trump? Is this something new or something that's been around for a long time?
I think it's been around a long time, but it seems particularly activated against Mr. Trump.
So there's a deep state. That we also hear the term witch hunt a lot, which, you know, everybody knows what that original meaning is, but, you know, why is the deep state doing what they're doing to Donald Trump? What's the motivation behind this?
Well, I think what I've certainly come to realize is that the Democratic Party and the Republican Party were both part of a large establishment, I guess we should call it. And Mr. Trump is obviously anti-establishment. He is a new disruptive influence in American politics that is trying to restore more power to the people and is not part of these entrenched government interests on either on the part of either political party. And so it's prompted this incredible outpouring of animosity and deliberate action to try to keep him from returning power to the people. I've never seen anything like it. I don't think any of us have.
George W. Bush was a little bit anti-establishment. I mean, it's hard to say that because he had a father that was a president and certainly was of the pedigree. But if you go back and look, he sort of wasn't part of the cocktail party crowd. And, you know, much of his agenda was quite a bit different than the left-leaning swamp. But obviously Donald Trump has gone to the next level with no question in the way of differences in policy from the swamp. Why did they tolerate George W. Bush but not Donald Trump?
I think they were able to control him better. You know, Mr. Trump's not even taking his paycheck, and he's just a lot more practical and oriented toward problem solving. I mean, look at all he's accomplished in the short time he's been president in terms of the economy and the bipartisan First Step Act of criminal justice reform that both parties had been trying to get something done on that for years, and he's already gotten that accomplished. I mean, it's been extraordinary, everything he's been able to get accomplished, and that's with both hands tied behind his back and the wrath of Robert Mueller directed against him and all the staff in the White House.
The new FBI director that is part of hearings this week, he's not an FBI director yet because he has to be, I'm sorry, Attorney General has to be, confirmed by the Senate, obviously, first. But he made the point, Mr. Barr, that Mueller's a good guy, you know, like a good guy. And I've heard even the president say, you know, some of the people in there, attorneys that are working for him, are the real culprit. What's your take on Mueller himself? Is Barr right that he's a quote-unquote good guy?
Well, that's about the only thing that concerns me about Mr. Barr is his extraordinary friendship with Mr. Mueller. I mean, I know that a lot of people have that perception of Mr. Mueller, but I just don't share it because I don't think someone who is as good as Mr. Barr thinks Mr. Mueller is would hire someone like Andrew Weissman, who is the lead villain in my book, which came out in 2014. And the evidence I cite in my book is evidence I saw with my own eyes, where Mr. Weissman made up crimes against, well, Arthur Anderson, for example, and destroyed 85,000 jobs all for nothing, only to be reversed by the Supreme Court unanimously 2 years later. And took criminal intent out of the jury instructions that they had the judge give, and then sent four innocent Merrill Lynch executives to prison on another indictment that was made up. They just made up crimes. And then they put together a case of made up evidence while they hid the actual evidence that showed the defendants were innocent and the lives they ruined in the process. And they not only didn't care, they were high-fiving each other in the courtroom. And that is not what a prosecutor is supposed to be. But that's the kind of prosecutors Mr. Mueller has chosen for this hit squad and that Mr. Mueller has protected and fostered all the last 20 years of his career.
So why, in other words, why does he have somebody like that on his team if he doesn't have intent in line with the swamp, right?
Exactly. And Mr. Weissman uses prosecutorial terrorist tactics, like putting Paul Manafort in solitary confinement for 8 months. I mean, 24 hours in solitary confinement can drive a sane man insane, literally. And they did that to a young Enron treasurer, Ben Glisson, who got caught up in one of Andrew Fastow's bad deals. He was naive and got sucked into a bad deal with Fastow. He made $1 million off of it, but that's not the worst thing anybody's ever done. And when he pled guilty voluntarily, he just didn't want to cooperate. And Mr. Weissman had him put straight into solitary confinement, where they left him for 11 days. So he voluntarily reports to prison in his business suit, and the next thing he knows, he's in literally the hole, the bug-infested, rat-infested hole with a slit for light that's barely big enough to stand up in. And he spends 11 days in there before they toss him into the general prison population, completely broken. And guess what? He's ready to cooperate.
Yeah, boy, I tell you, this is and is that common in law enforcement? I mean, to you know, it seems so foreign to me, somebody that doesn't have any law enforcement experience, just watch this stuff on the outside, that the idea that you would you know, break somebody and then get them to lie, right? You know, put forward things that aren't there from before, and then somehow that's then credible going forward, seems bizarre to me. But this is a tactic you use when you're
Weissman. It's common for Andrew Weissman. I mean, these guys will do anything to win. Mr. Weissman is a prosecutor who will do anything to win.
And now working for Robert Mueller.
Protected. Mueller brought him back to be Deputy Director General Counsel of the FBI, and then Loretta Lynch and Leslie Caldwell, with whom he worked on the Enron Task Force, brought him back into DOJ to be head of the fraud section. And now his name is turning up even earlier in the whole Russia collusion thing. He was working with Bruce Orr and fostering the creation of a false FISA warrants. I mean, I knew as soon as I knew he was back there that he was up to no good behind the scenes with all of this stuff. And I'm sure it was being coordinated with Mueller back then, too. And I just worry about Mr. Barr's relationship with Mr. Mueller.
How does this movie end? What is going to come? I know there's a lot of different investigations going on, and you talk about the FISA thing that's tied up. We know the president has some things he's not yet declassified. The Mueller report, Jonathan Carl, ABC, reporting this week that people that are in the know saying it's going to be a big disappointment to Trump critics, that it's not what they thought it was. I don't know whether that's true or not. What? How does it end, in your view?
Well, I think it's going to end with a lot more heads rolling at the FBI and the DOJ. And I hope the public is told all of the truth, because I don't think the public is going to have any confidence in either of those institutions until we know the truth. I certainly won't. And I'm not going to shut up about it until I do.
So you believe that essentially Trump wins? He weathers this storm?
Yes. It was absolutely all manufactured against him. So, yes, he should certainly weather the storm.
Recently, we got another New York Times bombshell here that Donald Trump was colluding with the Russians, and we now know this. With the usual sources from the New York Times, what was that all about?
Oh, that was recycled old news, actually. And the only thing new about it was that the FBI actually converted it into a completely official investigation as soon as Comey was fired. But it had all been going on, you know, long before that, because they'd been making it up as they went. But they just officially opened the file.
License to Lie, by the way, is the book. Get the book. Understand this stuff. Pay attention to it. The vast majority of the media doesn't do it. You know, Sean Hannity's been doing a great job on television with us. Sydney's a regular guest. Same thing on his programs and social media platforms, the radio. But pay attention to it, because that is what is so important. There's good resources out there, and then you can decide for yourself what you believe. But at least get the data, get the information. Sydney, keep up the great work. Appreciate you very much.
Thank you so much. I may be on Hannity tonight.
All right. Watch Mr. Hannity tonight, Fox News Channel, and Sydney will be there to have the very latest. He's one of the very few that are actually following us in the mainstream media. Appreciate that very much. All right.
Thank you.
Today by MyPillow. You bet, Sydney. Take care. MyPillow mattress toppers, the best, 30% off, and two free pillows thrown in. when you use promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott, MyPillow.com. What a deal. More
Hi,
coming up.
I'm Elise Pucklich, a Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
We're talking saunas today with Vince Webker from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Boy, if you've got a lot of saunas to choose from here. Tell folks about the variety.
Yeah, there's variety because everybody has a different need for one. We can do a custom cut. There's the designer saunas, which are beautiful, outdoor saunas, infrared saunas, plug-and-play saunas, meaning I could take one home today, plug it in, and start using it tonight. And we have some great financing on them as well. Literally, Scott, you could get into a nice two-person sauna in your apartment, in your house, in wherever, by just plugging it in for as little as $2.94 a day, and that is way less than a cup of Starbucks coffee. And the wellness and the health and the benefits you get from that $2.94 a day, you can't put a price on it.
Great selection, great savings, great financing deals, a good reason to hurry to Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Ask about the Finleo Spas, Hot Springs Spas, Pool Tables too, Grand Forks, Fargo, Minot, Bismarck, and Devil's Lake too.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, we're back, folks, on What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part to Weitzer's Gourmet Meats. Oh, I just say that and my mouth starts watering every time. You know where Schweitzer's is? They're on South Washington and Bismarck. If you are on South Washington, there's, I bet people know where Runnings is or Dan's Supermarket. It's right in that neighborhood, right off the street, 625 South Washington Street. Come on in there. Check out their homemade country-style sausages. Garlic, original, cheddar, those are fabulous. The homemade summer sausage is really good. You tell them, hey, I heard about this on What's on Your Mind. and they'll say, no kidding, we're going to give you a discount. Yeah, just tell me you know Todd. And then doors open.
No go.
Just here to tell you. They also sell North Dakota raised beef, corn-fed, grass-fed, all-natural raised beef, process it at their own butcher shop, then sold at that store on South Washington. Homemade, assorted, country-style sausages, the burgers, the beef, the pork, and more. Oh, my gosh, they got it all. If you want to know what they have, you can call them right now, 751-0319. They'll get it ready for you. We did some gift cards for Christmas from Schweitzer's. So, folks will be having some steak. Be nice. Wanted to give you an update from our friends at the University of Mary. We're going to catch up with them tomorrow on the program. But they just stopped at the second best college university in the country. You know where that is, Todd? The second best college university in the second best Catholic university.
Don't know.
Do you know where that would be? Number one would be where?
Number one would be
UMary. Number one would be University of Mary. Number two would be Notre Dame. Exactly right. So how about that? That's kind of cool. They stopped there. Great idea. And Monsignor Shea and about 200 students, faculty, celebrating Mass before continuing on to D.C. and arriving there a little later on tonight. What a great way to go. That is. That's so fun. So fun. And the chaperones are having fun. I can speak for the chaperones. On behalf of the chaperones, Tim Gravelin, just nice enough to come back and say, hey, we made a stop here in Pennsylvania. Do you want me to pick something up for you to eat? Oh, fine. You're good. But very nice of them to do that. This is a fun group. Everybody having a good time. Counting down the hours. We're only a couple hours away from Washington, D.C., so we'll be there soon. All right, some calls waiting to weigh in here. Let's get you in before we end the program. Speaking of the March for Life, Mike had a comment about that. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind?
Yeah, Scott, my son-in-law and oldest granddaughter are probably on the ground by now, but they flew in from Fargo. They're from Perm, Minnesota, and they came for the March of Life there. You see, took some time off, and they are there now. I don't know. You may run into them tomorrow. That's Matthew and Anna, and they're from Perm, Minnesota.
You know, there's only 500,000 people there, so I bet I will run into them, and I'm going to look for them. I'm going to just be shouting, hey, Perm, Minnesota, Perm, speak up. Kenny's Candy, where are you? Yeah, Barrel of Fun, Duffy's Dog Food. You know, I'll just start shouting out Perm stuff.
This is their first time that they've been to the March for Life, so they're really excited about it. And he was able to wrangle a couple of tickets, and they flew out of Fargo, and they're there already. So you guys hang in there, and
awesome.
God bless each and every one of you.
Yes, yes, yes. And you know what? I'm coming to Perm. I don't remember the date, but it's in February, I believe early February. It is, I'm going to broadcast from the In Their Own Words Museum about vets. Great museum. And chatting with folks at Jack Chivers Realty. Looking forward to it. Yeah. So we'll be in Perm soon. Stay tuned to the program. Thank you so much. John in Williston wants to talk about the government shutdown. Go ahead, John.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm excellent, sir. How are you?
Good. I just want to leave you with
yesterday, I didn't realize until yesterday that, you know, it's kind of amazing that the government can fund the welfare program called SNAP. They're getting their paycheck today for the month of February, but yet our military that defends these losers is not getting a paycheck this month or last month. Why is this going on in America?
Senator Kevin Cramer is going to join us tomorrow for his new weekly Senate talk radio town hall in a new time. I'm going to ask him that very question, John. In fact, we'll have our guys flag you asking the way you're asking it. Senator Cramer's on the Armed Services Committee. Maybe something can be done about that. Appreciate your call because that is a valid concern. Mark in Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, how you doing? Listen, this red flag thing is a red flag for a slippery slope. It gives the government an in to a way to take your weapon anytime they want to on any pretext. In other words, they're going to make up a reason. It doesn't have to be a criminal reason, a civil reason, any reason, anything they can label a mental instability, you're part of a protest group against left-wing takeover of government, whatever. They're going to find a way to get in between you and come in your home and take your weapon. It doesn't have to be a process.
You're completely right. The police chiefs that want this, law enforcement officials that want it, legislators even, perfectly well-intentioned. I get it. If I was a law enforcement officer, I would not want anybody mentally unstable, having a gun. But the slippery slope we got to worry about. We got to say no, no, no until there is an answer to that question. Another listener, is there a bus carrying kids from South Dakota in your group? Just checking on my daughter. We have five from North Dakota in ours. There's four from Shanley, so I'll do the same for you that I promised the perm caller. I'll just shout out, South Dakota, the Black Hills, Mount Rushmore. Hello, anybody? Anybody? And then tell you tomorrow on the program from D.C., the March for Life. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Scott Hill. Let me tell you about my friend Jeff Kummer from MineralTracker.com. Jeff's a petroleum engineer and a veteran of the industry. His family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly on their minerals and to help them understand their future income possibilities. So Jeff and a team built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now at MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info@MineralTracker.com.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.